two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Division of Water Resources is issuing a guide to watering your lawn. It will come out weekly and be based on current weather conditions. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, police now say the suspect in the Buffalo supermarket shooting Saturday visited that grocery store back in March. The shooting left 10 dead, 3 injured. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have good speeds on all the valley freeways, but a KSL traffic trooper alerting us to a duck with babies near I-215 South Belt going westbound about 20th East, so drivers definitely use caution in that spot. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for partly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-80s. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 84 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Law enforcement continuing to process the scene outside of the top supermarket in Buffalo after Saturday's mass shooting that left 10 dead. Federal and state prosecutors beginning to decide what charges 18-year-old Peyton Gendron will face. ABC's Aaron Katursky outside that supermarket with more.
There are two tracks here. The state and the Erie County District Attorney's Office is pursuing a homicide investigation. So far, Gendron is charged with one count of first-degree murder. He's pleaded not guilty. And then the feds, this week, I would say, you could expect them to file these federal hate crimes charges, the possibility maybe of the death penalty then resulting, even though there is something of a federal moratorium on the death penalty.
The shooter, white, all killed. Black, and the families of the victims are grieving, including former Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield, who lost his mother, 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield, in the massacre.
My mom was my heart. She was the glue that held our family together.
President Biden heading to Buffalo tomorrow after calling on Americans to work together to address hate. In Orange County, California, police have identified the suspect they allege walked into a church in Laguna Woods, opened fire, killing one and injuring five on Sunday. Sheriff Don Barnes says they believe 68-year-old David Chow, a Chinese immigrant living in the U.S., drove from his home in Las Vegas to Orange County, where he opened fire on the congregation gathered inside. That's when the victim, who died, 52-year-old John Chang, charged to Chow and helped subdue him until police got there.
They were able to render him subdued and tied him for others before law enforcement was able to arrive on scene.
Barnes calling Dr. Chang a hero. In Chicago, unaccompanied minors now banned from Millennium Park in the evening after a teen was fatally shot there, one of the five killed over the weekend in Chicago. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. In the past few weeks, there have been multiple water main breaks in Salt Lake City. One even formed a sinkhole that swallowed a guy's car. So who's financially responsible for the damages? Laura Briefer, the director of Salt Lake City's Department of Public Health, told Dave and Dujanovic this morning, it depends.
The city has a no-fault policy that allows for the homeowner or anyone else who feels that they have sustained damage where we can settle claims and provide financial contribution associated with those claims. That's written into Salt Lake City ordinance and very similar to other municipalities across the state and the nation.
Briefer says homeowners of older structures might want to purchase water main insurance.
Especially for, you know, some of the older housing stock that we have, especially through Salt Lake City. And homeowners are responsible for the segment of the water and sewer lateral that's considered private. You know, those are important things to be aware of. You know, the age of the lateral. The city is responsible for the public parts of those laterals, as well for the public mains. So I personally bought insurance because I had an older home and I knew my sewer line was old. And, you know, one of the things that insurance covered was just an annual cleaning and condition assessment.
You can go to slc.gov to find public utility responsibility guidelines and maps of government-owned property.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.